Checking our current temperature, it is 129 degrees with a heat index of 137. So get out there and enjoy your day. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by in a few moments. And yes, tonight, the world will unite as it has three times previously. It is time for Sharknado 4, and we have the creator and the director of Sharknado, all four of these masterpieces. The one and only Anthony C. Ferrante will join us this hour. Then, things you never, ever want to hear your ENT say. I had a recent trip to the ENT to get wax carved out of my ears. And these guys use these implements that look as if they should be under glass in a museum somewhere. We will talk about it. And then it will be this week's edition of the Entertainment Report with Ms. Stoffo. Ms. Stoffo is very happy because she went to see Guns N' Roses earlier this week. We start things off this hour with this ridiculously hot weather that is all over the country. Pretty much every single state is blazing away. What do they call it? A heat dome? I think we're going to have to get Lloyd Lindsay Young, our resident weather prognosticator and all things weather expert. We'll see if we can get him up probably next week, because it is just ridiculous out there. And when do you get to the point when the joys of summer and the outdoor life and the quote-unquote lovely weather is just too much? And I've hit that already. And so here we are, July going into August, and I've had enough. I hate winter, seriously. And don't start, well, you're going to complain about the snow. No, you know what? Give me 3 inches of snow. Give me a 37-degree day. I can deal with that. This 100-degree stuff is ridiculous, and it is quite dangerous. Can you imagine? I mean, I really feel for people that have to work outside in this. What about a construction worker? What about a roofer who's up on a roof all day long in this awful blazing sun? And you can't do anything outside. Last weekend, I'm sitting with my wife and son. Okay, you know, what are we going to do today? Well, there's nothing to do. We ended up going to the mall and walking around the air conditioning. We just wanted to get out of the house for a while. But you can't do anything outside. Oh, go to the beach. Really? Where I live, the beach is almost inaccessible after about 9 o'clock in the morning. All right, the famed Jersey Shore. Remember Snooki and all that? Well, anyway, there are some nice places down there, too. If you don't get on really the one major highway that takes you down towards the Jersey Shore, all 100 miles of it, by about 7:30 in the morning, you're going to sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And even when you get there, and you trudge, and you bring all your stuff out of the car, and you walk across the hot pavement, and you pay your $10 a piece, yes, $10 a piece to sit on a beach. And then you get there and you are literally shoulder to shoulder with people. There is no room. And if there's no breeze, great, it was 95 degrees inland and it was 93 over at the shore. So what the hell difference does it make? It makes no difference at all. I've had enough. And as a kid, I used to hate it because, well, you know, now school's coming. I don't care anymore. Let my kid go back to school in September. I want it to be cooler. This is just too much. We talked about Christina going to Guns N' Roses. It was 97 degrees at Guns N' Roses. That's too damn hot. Is it climate change? I don't know. That's become more of a political thing than anything else. Depending upon if you wear a blue hat or a red hat, that's usually how you fall in line with your views on climate change. Something is going on, because we normally, where I live in the New York area, okay, we'll get 2 or 3 days over 90 once in a while in the summer. We had like 6 or 7 days in a row. A ridiculously long heat wave. I want Christmas. I want Johnny Mathis. I want peppermint hot chocolate. I want ice cold weather. So you can always just put a sweater on or turn the heat on, because you can only take off so many clothes to escape it in the summer. You can just keep layering away all winter long. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Stay with us. Anthony C. Ferrante is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.